Mad Girl's Love Song, Sylvia Plath and Life Before Ted, by Andrew Wilson, read by Anna Bentinck. Introduction. On the 25th of February, 1956, 23-year-old Sylvia Plath stepped into a room full of people and immediately spotted what she later described in her diary as a big, dark, hunky boy. She asked her companions if anyone knew the name of this young man. "The only one there huge enough for me." But she received no answer. The party was in full swing, and the free-form rhythms of the jazz, the syncopated strut of the piano, the seductive siren call of the trumpet made conversation difficult. Sylvia, in Cambridge, studying on a Fulbright fellowship, had been drinking all night. A lethal line of Red Gold, Whiskey Max, at a pub in town with her date for that night, Hamish Stewart. The potent combination of scotch and ginger wine had left her feeling like she could move through air like swimming with brave ease. In fact, the alcohol had had the opposite effect. As she'd been walking to the party, she'd found herself so inebriated that she'd kept banging into trees. On arrival at the Women's Union, the venue in Falcon Yard, chosen to celebrate the first issue of the slim literary journal The St. Botolph's Review, Sylvia saw that the room was packed with young men in turtleneck sweaters and women in elegant black dresses. Counterpointing the jazz, the sound of poetry was in the air, great chunks of it being quoted back and forth like rallies in a game of...